This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
One, two, three. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Hi, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. The show's all about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. It's about feeling better, losing weight, getting your body to the set point that it needs to be so you can ready, set, go. And you know, your body has a set point. It has a place that it wants to be. And I always ask people, if they're asking me questions about losing weight or getting fit, whatever it might be, they say, I say, what did you weigh in high school or college? They'll say college age. And every one of them, I mean, unequivocally, they'll look at me and just say, well, I mean, I was 185 pounds then with like a 32-inch waist, but I mean, I'm older now. It's so funny. It's kind of like I'm older now, but, you know, I'm supposed to be fat now. You know, when you get older, you just get fat, right, and overweight and all that. It's not true. All that is a bunch of bunk. So just because you get fat doesn't mean you get – or just because you get older doesn't mean you get fatter. It's just like a part of life. That's not true. A body has a set point. It has a place that it likes to be. And if you work the body, work it, eat the right kind of foods, get the right kind of nutrition coming in, then you can win, and you don't have to be stuck where you are. You can really thrive and do well. But if you continue to do what you do now, and you know, it's kind of like the same old thing. You do the same thing over and over again, you'll get different. If you do the same thing over and over again and expect different results, that's the definition of insanity, and it's so true. So we have to change our direction, restructure our direction so that we can begin to thrive. Now, I'm going to jump into the phones in just a moment, but I want to talk about, so if you want to call me, you call 888-283-7272, and we'll be taking your calls in just a moment. I want to talk about rheumatoid arthritis, though. RA, rheumatoid arthritis, is a real challenge because, again, not only is it an arthritis, an itis, which means inflammation, but remember, rheumatoid arthritis has an autoimmune process to it. So there's an autoimmune disease that's linked up with that, and it's strong on the genetic link. So if you have a sudden surge of RA inflammation, it's called a flare. There's a lot of thoughts behind the root cause of it in a lot of these flares and just behind RA in general. One of the big keys, though, that a lot of people understand about RA and one of the challenges, too, that you see with it is what kind of foods and what kind of lifestyle pattern do you create around it? That's the key. It's learning how to make better choices so that your body can thrive and how to make better choices so that you can win when you're dealing with a health challenge like RA. So what are some of the reasons for the flares and what can you do to avoid them? Well, a couple of things. Number one is stress. I mean, duh, right? I mean, that's kind of a given, but it really is. I mean, high levels of emotional and physical stress can actually be a real culprit. So people with RA frequently notice periods of high stress before a flare-up. And in a recent journal study on RA, it was published in the Arthritis Research and Therapy, concluded that although stress is difficult to study, there is enough evidence to support the belief that stress is often a flare trigger as well. Now, from an infection standpoint, RA medications suppress the immune system, which means a higher risk for infections. And even though the common cold or the flu may be a trigger for a flare of rheumatoid arthritis symptoms, it's a new study was done recently at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota and published in the Journal of Arthritis and Rheumatism, followed about 584 patients with RA for about 10 years. Nearly half the participants had more than one infection that was serious enough to require hospitalizations for or intravenous antibiotics. So a lot of the foods, many of the foods, people with rheumatoid arthritis and their doctors agree that certain foods may trigger a flare of symptoms, but exact culprits are difficult to pinpoint because the problem foods are different for everybody. I mean, everyone's different. So the best approach is to keep track of which foods cause your symptoms and avoid them. Fatigue is another big one. So if you get overexerted and you get exhausted, they can trigger a lot of the flare-ups. And new medications may be the best for reducing symptoms of fatigue. At a new meeting at the American College of Rheumatology, some of the latest research on fatigue was presented. It showed that fatigue is caused by both physical and psychological factors. Chemicals like cytokines have been shown to promote inflammation and also cause fatigue with people with RA. Another one's pregnancy, too. I mean, it can be a strong enough trigger where being pregnant can turn off the immune system. And it usually causes rheumatoid arthritis symptoms to go into a remission. But usually the months just after giving birth are frequently a trigger for RA flares. And a new study, 2011, reviews in the studies of pregnancy and RA published in a recent journal, rheumatology found that 75% of women with RA go into remission during pregnancy. So isn't that amazing? So you go into remission during pregnancy. It's like the body's getting ready to produce the child, and everything else that it was dealing with before, good or bad, kind of goes in the back burner. Pretty incredible. Pregnancy is, to me, still phenomenal. It just is. It just is. It's a powerful, powerful thing that God created in the body for women. It's just amazing. To bring life into the world is powerful. Now, here's some tips for managing a lot of the rheumatoid arthritis flares. And, of course, Mayo Clinic has listed some of these for managing stress. Be aware of early symptoms of a flare. That way you can let your doctor know and activate a flare management program. Avoiding triggers and getting extra rest may be enough to manage a minor flare, Dr. Rubin says. And, of course, some of these challenges, which, again, Rubin is part of the American College of Rheumatology, he said, also, once a flare starts, you want to balance your rest and activity. So you'll need more rest, but you also need some activity. Complete rest may actually worsen an RA flare, so some gentle range of motion exercise can help prevent a lot of the joint pain and stiffness. Now, also, you want to have a flare support in place. Well, this could include some family members that can chip in at home. And you may also need a plan at work that can reduce your hours to do some work from home. For a minor flare, you may need to do and add on non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and have over-the-counter type situation. But applying hot or cold packs may be effective at reducing joint pain and swelling as well. For a more serious flare, you may need to add stronger medications such as a course of prescription steroids by pill. They can be helpful by your doctor. Now, another reduction of stress as a factor in RA is managing that. So if you get a massage, that can be helpful. Getting maybe a spa treatment, whatever it is, having some kind of game plan in place to be able to rest and relax the body can make a big, big difference. So just a couple of things, tips along the way that can help in dealing with RA. RA is not easy, that's for sure. And what you want to do, if you can keep it dormant where you're not having any major flares, of course, that is a real win as well. Coming up, more information to empower your health. Check us out on the web. You're listening to On Call Radio. We're here for you to empower you and equip you to live better. That's what it's all about, living better, having more energy, and more to be who you were designed to be for your friends, your family, coworkers, your loved ones. And we are here to help. We'll be right back.
Hello.
healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InChurchNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Now, when it comes to women's health, which we like to talk about here on the show, because women deal with a lot of challenges, men do too. We kind of got our own categories in certain areas. But with menopause, obviously, that's a female category, and there's a lot of questions that should be asked with women when it comes to menopause. And so here's a couple of tips. This is from the Annals of Internal Medicine. And a lot of the tips that really should follow just as a rule of thumb. So if you have a lot of these questions about more of your lifestyle habits and what you should do or don't do, I think these could probably help. So hormones is a big topic. So when you go through menopause, do you take hormones or do you not? And that's kind of a big topic. I get hit with that question quite a bit. And these are some of the standards of care that are out there and the concepts behind it. So you probably shouldn't take hormones longer than you have to. So long-term use of estrogen and progesterone can increase the risk of breast cancer, heart attack, stroke, and blood clots. I mean, there you have it. So though it's decreased the risk of hip fractures and colon cancer in the main trials, while the results have caused doctors to largely stop prescribing long-term hormone replacement, individuals are encouraged to make personal decisions based on their own risk factors. So they may also extend the life of expectancy of women who've had hysterectomies. The data reveals that pretty surely. Now, low-fat diets are good too, but not enough to reduce your risk of some cancers or cardiovascular disease. The researchers asked some of the participants recently to eat a low-fat diet and then compared how this affected their risk of various diseases. They found that a low-fat diet alone was not enough to significantly impact women's risk of cardiovascular disease, breast cancer, and colorectal cancer, according to the results published recently in the Journal of the American Medical Association. So the researchers concluded also that more dramatic lifestyle changes, including increased exercise, might be necessary to affect risk of developing these diseases. Now, taking vitamin D and calcium may not be worth it. And some of the women in the study recently that were done were given calcium and vitamin D supplements while others were not. The results showed that the supplements did increase the bone density in the hip, but they didn't significantly decrease hip fractures and the number of them that women experience, nor did taking the supplements lower the risk of colorectal cancer, according to a recent paper published in the New England Journal of Medicine. But they did increase the risk of kidney stones in the vitamin D supplements if you take too much. But, you see, it was vitamin D and calcium together. I'm just not a big fan of the calcium supplements. I don't think we need them. I think if you're getting enough and dark leafy green vegetables throughout the day and getting plenty of fruits and vegetables, you're getting plenty of the calcium that you need. Of course, you want to ditch the diet sodas and sodas in general, but drinking two or more of the diet sodas per day gave a higher risk of heart attack, stroke, and other heart issues, they said, for postmenopausal women. And the research showed that while the researchers couldn't show plenty of reasons to avoid the fake sugar, they said. So if you're at a high risk for melanoma, an aspirin might help, is what they're saying now. Researchers analyzed data recently, and that women that took aspirin regularly had a 20% lower risk of melanoma than women did not. And again, that's a personal preference. A lot of the cardiologists they're kind of on the aspirin wagon, and there's reasons for that. There's studies behind it. But I'm a big fan of vitamin E, and the vitamin E actually has a lot of the similar properties of what aspirin does. So talk to your doctor about it as an alternative, and even talk to other, you know, maybe get a second opinion from a different family physician or whatnot. But you'll see that a lot of these tips can really help when it comes to making better choices and better decisions for your overall health. I mean, it is an absolute key all the way around. Women especially, making the better decisions for overall health. And when you're talking about bone density, hormones, and all that, you have to know what to do post-menopause and have a good strategy. Your eating habits, though, are going to make a big difference. And that's one thing you never want to skip on. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Let's go to the phones and talk with Larry. Hi, Larry.
I am a 62-year-old male. I'll be 62 next month, actually. Had a stress heart attack about 2 years ago. My heart seemed to be doing very well now. But I am very low on iron. They have me doing iron infusions now to try and bring my iron level up, and I was just wondering if there's anything I can do to anything I can eat or what I should be doing to bring my iron level up. I take a iron supplement in a little pill form twice a day. I also try to take a tablespoon or so of molasses once or twice a day. But I still am running chronically low on iron. And like every 4, 5, 6 months, I have to go in and get these iron infusions. And I was just wondering what he would suggest.
Well, one of the big tips you can look at, and with iron infusions, having to have that done on a regular basis can be somewhat of a challenge. But at the same time, you got to get to the root cause of it. So if you're eating enough and you feel like you're eating enough, a lot of times it will come down to absorption. So if you're not absorbing the iron well, then that could be one of the overall challenges that you have to look at. And so that's what I would look into first. So ferritin is a blood test you can get done with your primary care physician. And when they look at ferritin levels, a lot of times you'll be amazed. People that struggle with this type of situation like you're talking about, with low iron, will have low ferritin. And low ferritin is kind of like the storage tank for the iron. So even if you have plenty of iron floating around, if you don't have enough ferritin, you won't be able to absorb it and utilize it, put it into the cell, and get your where your energy levels go up. So checking out ferritin levels, a simple blood test that can be done, and vitamin C is what will raise ferritin levels. Whether you get it in your fruits and vegetables or you take it in a supplemental form, your dietitian or physician can guide you in that process, but that is typically what the research says will build those iron levels back up. So again, if you're eating iron or taking iron as a supplement and you're eating it through your dark leafy greens and you're getting blackstrap molasses in, which I think is fantastic, and even egg yolks contain iron in them, it may be an absorption issue that you have to look at, okay? Coming up, more questions about your health. We're going to get back to the phones and some of our social media when we come back. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
You have USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
You're the ones who keep America safe and strong and free. You do a job like nobody else. It is really great respect that we all have. You are very much appreciated.
President Trump in West Palm Beach, Florida, at Mar-a-Lago for the holiday, wishing members of our military a very happy Thanksgiving.
I want to thank you all for serving. Today we thank God for the blessings of having you people be our heroes, and you really are our heroes.
So what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving? I've been speaking with people enjoying the holiday at the Tavern Restaurant in Fayetteville, Georgia.
Donald Trump, he's making America great again.
I'm thankful for my children.
For my family, my beautiful family.
I am thankful for our first responders. They're an integral part of our society.
I'm thankful for the way the country's going right now as far as Donald Trump and what he's done.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. I mean, you're listening to On Call Radio. Now, whatever you're struggling with, realize the amazing part about the body is our lifestyle choices. Now, if you make different choices today, you can have better health than what you had yesterday. And that's what I love about this. So our choices really make a difference. 85%. Do you know that 85% of what we struggle with our health has a root in emotional health? The emotions play such a big role. And that can be emotional health, from our environment, toxins in our environment, all of this really lays the groundwork for what's happening with our overall health. And putting together a game plan and understanding that if your choices are different than what they were yesterday, then you can really begin to thrive. So if you have diabetes, for example, and you're taking metformin, taking one of the medications, and you're 30 pounds overweight, you know that just literally one little shift in the rudder of where you're headed, one healthy meal a day, exercising 10 minutes a day, and really those little shifts like that, you look back 3 months, 4 months, 5 months from now, and you'll see how your body's beginning to transform. Little bitty changes can yield radical results. And this show, it's what we want to help you do. So if it's heart disease, diabetes, arthritis, whatever it might be, we want to help you get there. All right, let's go to Carl on the phones. Hi, Carl.
I was calling about a doctor told me that I was my body was fighting against itself. I don't really know what that means because I don't know anything about health-wise. But I was calling and trying to find out if you can give me some pointers on what steps could maybe be because she gave me something. I told her that I was hurting and crapping, you know, like when I try to get up, I strain to get up and you know, I get chills and my muscles ache and, you know, and so she told me that could be my body fighting against it. Well, she did say that because she ran some blood work and she seen something in my blood work and she called me and told me that. So I was calling you to see if you can give me some ideas about what can I do to try to help myself with that.
Well, there's a couple things. When you're just generalized kind of aches, pains that are coming from nowhere and your doctor's checked you out, medically they don't find anything that's really going on. I mean, it could be coming from a host of areas. And one of those that's kind of significant, if you start talking about symptoms like fibromyalgia, you can look at serotonin levels, which, I mean, that's just a generalized ache that can happen. Like you're saying, you feel almost like just ache or pain. You have a hard time getting up, strain to get up. Your body tends to feel a little bit exhausted and just not your normal self. I mean, that typically can come from one of those areas, and you have to focus on what you can do to bring up serotonin levels in the brain. That's one of the big ones. But lowering inflammation throughout the body is another key, too. And eating habits tend to be the hot topic for that. Because if you're eating a lot of the processed foods, the breads, pastas, cereals, crackers, and you're not getting the right kind of nutrition coming in, then many times it can be quite a challenge to come out of a lot of those aches and pains. This fibromyalgia, and not that that's what it is, but something like that, any type of generalized ache, pain, it's an inflammation for the most part. And you have to figure out where that root cause is, where it's coming from, what the reasoning for that is. And then once you build that, and once you find that, then you can begin to win from that point. So I would encourage you to look into that. Now, serotonin levels, of course, simple brain chemistry. You can start building up those levels with the foods that you eat every single day. Chicken, fish, beef or eggs, all your protein sources can help raise serotonin levels. Turkey especially can because it's loaded with L-tryptophan that can help increase 5-hydroxytryptophan, which will increase serotonin in the brain. Makes you feel good. Your omega-3 fats, too, are very important, so don't forget fish oils. Those can all be tremendous helps in your journey with going through these sorts of things. So I want to encourage you to kind of look at those, and they can be actually quite helpful. But the eating habits, too. Now, exercise, too, is important. Just getting the body moving can be tremendous. So I don't care if it's 10 minutes a day, 5 days a week, 4 days a week, whatever. As long as you get into a consistent pattern of what you're doing, that's where you're going to win. And that's what I encourage you to do. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to the phones and talk with Donald. Hi, Donald.
On November 11th, I experienced a seizure and have no history of epilepsy or any sort of episode like that whatsoever. Since then, I have been to the doctor, to the neurologist. They did an MRI, CT scan, all of these things, and find find nothing wrong with me and have no explanation as to why I had the seizure. You know, they say it was probably stress-related or something to that effect. But I was just curious if there is chemical-related things or vitamin deficiencies that might trigger an episode like that.
It's possible. There's a lot of factors. It could be brain chemistry. Dopamine levels could be fluctuating. That could be a trigger. That could be heavy metals that build up in the system. That could be a possible trigger of that. There's a lot of could-bes, and that's why maybe your doctors didn't give you a real definitive answer, because if they did some testing and they just don't know, then they just don't know. I know that sounds kind of silly, but it's true. You can only go by what the tests show you, and if it's not there in medicine, typically, you know, we're kind of bound to that. And if you don't see anything, it's kind of a watch and wait kind of situation. And with the watching and the waiting, that's all you can do. You just kind of sit, wait, and keep an eye on it, as is typically said in medicine, to figure it out. But with seizures themselves, you know, depending on what kind identifiable, you've got to look at and also find out some of the main reasons that it even happened. And once you start digging into that and digging into those reasons, that's where you'll start looking as far as the lifestyle choices go. I mean, you can do the basics. I mean, you can eat plenty of lean quality proteins, and you can eat all the basic type foods, but you know, the healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, keep the carbohydrates at a moderate level, and you can do that. But if you've got certain toxic buildup in the body, or you have certain nutritional deficiencies that need to be looked at, I mean, all of that is a real key and can be a conclusive part of what the diagnosis is or what the prognosis is. So again, putting those together can be quite helpful. And that's what I would search out for with your physician, is even if you've got to get a second opinion, to go have someone dig a little bit deeper, maybe get a dietitian or a nutritionist that can look at nutritional deficiencies and see what might be there. Because in standard medicine, looking for nutritional deficiencies outside of like B12 and vitamin D is not really looked at. So looking at the overall metabolic processes too can be quite helpful. All right, but keep me posted on how that goes. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. All right, salmon is our superfood of the hour. And the reason is, salmon is so powerful. It's one of my favorite foods of all time. When you get it cooked just right, it's incredible. I like it as sushi too. Of course, you got to be careful with all that. But salmon has earned a big reputation of being the best omega-3 fatty acid content fish out there. And great for brain chemistry, great for immune system, loaded with omega-3 fats. And half the omega-3 fats provide in the form of EPA. And the slightly lower amount is in the DHA, and of course the amounts of EPA and DHA contained in salmon are unusual among commonly eaten foods. In addition to the high concentration of omega-3s, it's the relatively small amount of omega-6s in salmon that gives it the outstanding ratio. So 4 ounces of salmon typically contains about 0.5 gram of omega-3 to omega-6. And of course it increases from there. In the world's healthiest foods rating system, it's one of the top. Only two foods provide more omega-3s more than salmon, and that were walnuts and flax seeds. But both of the plant foods are outstanding sources of omega-3s. However, they cannot be compared to salmon. And the reason is, like in flax seeds, for example, even when you take the omega-3 fats in, it has to go through a different step process in the liver. And so what happens is you don't end up absorbing all the omega-3s out of it. You're only absorbing partial of that. Now, the cardiovascular benefits along with salmon are pretty amazing. So intake rich of fish with the omega-3 fats like salmon is associated, they now say, of course, with decreased risk of numerous cardiovascular events, heart attack, stroke, heart arrhythmia, high blood pressure, high triglycerides. All of these contain, with an intake of omega-3 containing fish, is associated with improved metabolic markers for cardiovascular disease. So some of the benefits from omega-3s, like salmon, start with only one omega-3 fish meal per week. Studies of fish intake and cardiovascular risk sometimes can measure benefits against total grams. So improved mood and cognition is another great one that we love for the omega-3. So if you deal with any type of brain chemistry, memory-related issues. We know that omega-3s can increase that tremendously. Also, hostility in teenagers and children can be decreased with the use of fish oil. And there's IQ differences between omega-3 intake and non-omega-3 intake. It's interesting with what that's doing. And joint protection, it's got great joint protection, lower the anti-inflammatory mechanisms within the joints, great eye benefits for macular degeneration. It's the DHA that's in the salmon that can do that. Decrease cancer risk, and it's got benefits all the way around for overall brain chemistry. So great food. It's a powerful superfood. Salmon, one of my favorites. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again. So I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
With On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Here to help you to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. It's all about thriving. It's all about living the life you were designed to live. Let's go to the phones and talk with John now. Hi, John.
My mother was just diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. The research I've done says that her chances exponentially increase of survival if she has a very good doctor who does these quite often. My concern is every doctor says that they have done these quite often. So I was wondering if there was any advice you could give me on that.
Well, a couple of things to focus on. One, pancreatic cancer is an unknown, and there's... When I say that, it just you don't ever know with it. I mean, the pancreas is this gland that's so sensitive in the body, and with cancer, when it gets involved, typically it's very rapid. But, you know, whether or not a doctor does certain procedures or not, what the survival rates are, it really varies from what I've seen. And what a lot of the research says, I think if any doctor, and they follow, all the doctors follow standard of care, and there's potentially better outcomes, but it depends on the person. And it really depends on, from diagnosis to treatment, it really varies. So the best thing you can do is get with a physician. I would encourage you to get with a nutritionist, too, a dietitian that's worked with pancreatic cancer before and come up with a good game plan. Because everything you want to do, the treatment, as aggressive as they want to go, I would consider it because you have to intervene pretty quickly with pancreatic cancer. You can't just let it, you know, it's not one of those things, well, we got plenty of time to decide, and once you get the diagnosis, once the symptoms are there, then you have to move pretty quickly and make some pretty quick decisions. So that's what I would encourage you to do along the way here with the physicians that you have and make the best decisions that you can. All right? 888-283-7272. Go to the website. Back to the phones to talk with Tom. Hi, Tom.
Recently, I had lost almost 70 pounds. And since the time that I've lost that weight, I
continuously get Charlie horses, and I mean Charlie horses in almost every major muscle in my body. And I've taken vitamin, I've taken bananas for potassium and stretch and things like that. And nothing seems to work. But I mean, anytime I move down over like the bend to tie my shoes, I'll get a Charlie horse up in my rib cage, or then when I put my hand against the Charlie horse, it'll come behind my shoulder blade or in my calf. And I mean, that's what my question is about.
Typically, if you deal with Charlie horses like that, a lot of times it has to do with minerals. And with the minerals themselves, I mean, it can be potassium, it can be calcium, and it can be magnesium. I mean, magnesium is highly deficient in our diet. We just don't have enough of it in the soil. And with magnesium levels where they are today, and our soil where it is today, magnesium supplementation can help quite a bit. So that's something to look into on a regular basis, checking on the magnesium levels and seeing exactly what they are and coming up with a good game plan from there. So the other key that you want to focus on and look at is you want to look at a couple of vitamin D levels. So vitamin D, of course, you find in a blood test, pretty basic, pretty simple, but getting a blood test done for vitamin D, you can figure out between the higher numbers, say 60 to 80 or so is really good on the blood test. And that's one of the things that we want to look at. One of the keys, too, with vitamin D levels, if vitamin D is elevated, meaning when I say elevated, when the higher end of normal range, then that means it's going to be a great catalyst for all the other minerals. And if vitamin D is low, then for like calcium or something like that, it's not going to utilize and be able to use calcium levels that well. So you have to get it to balance out. That's a big, big key. In the grand scheme of things, you want to make sure the minerals are going to be used and be used to their highest potential. So that's what vitamin D will do along the way. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Whatever you're struggling with, realize that if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's all about thriving, and it's all about that. We today, unbelievable, make better decisions. Selenium is one of those essential nutrients that we just don't get enough of. And the good news is that it's in a lot of the foods, like heart-healthy foods, walnuts, cashews, almonds, are loaded with selenium. But also, a lot of the omega-3 fish, tuna, salmon, and these. But selenium has so many different benefits to the body. If we don't get enough, of course, then you've got increased inflammation that can happen to the body, and certain types of cancers are even higher risk if you don't have enough selenium going on as well. Colorectal cancer is even another one of those. So selenium is one of those spotlight nutrients that I like to focus on because you want to make sure you're getting enough of it. And if you're deficient in the kind of foods that you're eating on a regular basis, then you might be missing it. And, of course, that's one area that you do not want to miss. In North Dakota, and wants to know, what's the best tip for building up the thyroid? I'll tell you this. With the thyroid, if your doctor has you taking medication, such as levothyroxine, Synthroid, whatever it might be, then on a regular basis, simply get in and talk to them about iodine. Now, not every doctor is going to be real keen on iodine itself as a trace mineral. Some docs think you don't really need it. But there's been a lot of studies done by several endocrinologists recently and a lot of research papers that are showing the benefits of iodine and why we need it in our diet. So check in and they can do an iodine clearance test that can be very helpful, that can potentially help the thyroid long term. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.